Welcome to this, the closing podcast by Semper Fortis, on the debate titled Liberty versus Security, all brought to you by AboveTopSecret.com. Well, here we are, at my closing already, and I have so much more to say. What you know, you really gave me a great desire to rebut your last statement, but the rules are this is the closing, so close I shall. In this kamikaze debate, I found to be a very interesting format. See, one may find oneself in a situation of debating the side of an issue that one may not particularly believe in, but must support and debate that side to the best of one's ability. And while with an opponent as superbly talented as what you know, that task becomes almost impossible. Yet, one perseveres. Rights and security. First and foremost, rights are subject to limitations. I believe that I've shown that on this debate. I've also shown where most people don't even understand the rights that they have now. They're not familiar with them because they've never had to use them, because a lot of those rights are designed to protect people that live on the edge and most of us don't. My opponent used criminals as an example for the securing of rights and the sacrifice of some measure of security. My argument started out as, and has always stood, that this is deeper than that, that this is a struggle for our very way of life, our existence. My argument is also that to remain fixed and unrelenting in our protection of rights that we don't use and do not understand can very well cost us everything. Everyone on ATS that knows me is aware of how much I love this country. And this country is a concept. This country is more than the parts of the whole. It is a beacon of strength in an otherwise dark world. And we must never allow our petty individual worries to precipitate the downfall of this great nation. Our personal liberties are extremely important, absolutely. But what use are they without the country to practice them in? When we're all kneeling for morning prayers, will we lament only the loss of our freedom of religion? Or are we going to also miss the freedom of speech? Are we going to miss the Second Amendment? Are we going to miss our right to a speedy trial? No, because the country will no longer exist. September 11th, 2001. The USS Cole. The embassy bombings, and the First World Trade bombing. Oh, how very naive we were, thinking that this could never happen to us, and yet it did. Now some time has passed, and once again, we are relaxed, we are complacent. We are even argumentative about the war that is ever so necessary to fight them there instead of letting them come here, as they have shown they will. Will more of us need to die before we once again become patriotic for some limited amount of time? Will there need to be another massive tragedy before we wake up and understand that some limitations of our rights is perhaps absolutely necessary for the continuance of this great nation? Will we awaken before that? Only each and every one of you can answer that question. And you have to answer it in your heart. And I know it's easy to forget. It's easy to put tragedies out of our mind because they happened so long ago. But those same tragedies, if we could relive them in our mind, it would once again allow us to understand the necessity for fighting against the tyranny that so wants to take us over. This has been Semper Fortis. Thank you for your time.